He's been discussing over here the he's been discussing over here the impact that mitzvahs have on the world and on yourself. So he says here, "Unevar atam mitzias hashutves." Mitzias hachoshech hamutpa batachtonim sheboi toli mitzias hara v'gam ha'avarosei v'achazarosei l'toyva k'mo shebiharu. So we're going to discuss now the mitzias of where the evil is down here, and we have to get rid of it and turn it into toiv. And I assume what he's going to go to with this is through mitzvahs. Okay, hine hu yis baruch shmoy mashpia la tachtoinim rak kefi hachanasam. Hashem is mashpia to the tachtoinim in accordance and in proportion with the amount that they prepare themselves here. Okay, nogea la tzadikim liyos heim holchim umisaknim me'at me'at es hateva hachoshu chazeh she'arei kefi ma shehim yisaknu ba kach yashpia ha'odun baruch hu hashpois chadoshos umu'ulois. Hashem is going to prepare the world in accordance with the amount that we are prepared down here. Okay, so the tzaddikim, basically, how does it work that tzaddikim through their mice and toivim fix the world? Basically, what they do is that they prepare the world to be able to receive a greater hashpah from Hashem, and then when Hashem sends it down, the world is now in a better place to receive it. It's an interesting way of saying it. So the tzaddikim keep on preparing and preparing. And the more that they prepare themselves for every blot that Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns, so now he's preparing the world to receive another hashpah, and now the world can receive more because Hashem can't. There's always this concern of overload, right? Because Baruch Hu sends too much toiv and the world is not able to accept it, there's an overload.
And what happens?
Then what happens is we could lose, we could not be prepared for the toif, and the world cannot accept that. What happens to it?
There's never can be too much ice cream. I mean, there's never too much food.
That can melt and make a big mess.
Spoil the kids if they don't deserve it. And you get too much from the.
Right, it's free. You know, what's the best thing you can give? What's one of the best things you can give a child?
Ice cream.
One cup of ice cream. What's this? What's even better than that? Two cups of ice cream. What's worse than that? Three cups of ice cream. And now they feel like they're missing one.
So
Yeah. So
what
the point is,
what's the problem with too much coke?
like
You
I said,
love that you love.
we're not. If when you're not
You see
roy to accept the toiv, then the toiv becomes free, and when it's free, it's you didn't work for it. It's not geschmack anymore. It's only geschmack when you work for it. That's what he's saying. He's saying the world has to fit with the amount of hashpah that's coming down. So let's take, for example, it rains, and you it rains, but you didn't seed the land, so it floods it because there's no roots to accept the water. If you put in the seeds before, then it rains, then it makes everything grow. Right, so there has to be the kelim to accept the hashba of toif. You read the rabbi after the chet of Adam Arishon, the world went down, plummeted. The world just kept on plummeting down. What we have to do is fix those problems. And this continues the process until the Gula. This is if I had to underline anything in the Sefer, I would underline this line. Magalus. What is the purpose of Galus? Lesakin mashin is skalkel, to fix that which was destroyed, ulaharviach mashin chasarnu, and to regain what that which we have lost, so that we can earn the toiv shivyenu acharzeh that will come after that. So we have to fix the world in order for it to be a place that Hashem could be mashpia toiv to. It's an interesting way of putting it. So the Rambam says, when this happens, that's when he's going to get a Gula Shleima. Hara min hagvul ibadnu. We have to be distancing ourselves from Ra, and continuously perfecting the world. Okay? Through their deeds, the righteous are constantly preparing the lower worlds in new ways, and God accordingly sends down new emanations. Now, Shmuel, you're bothered with the fact that I also am a little bit bothered here, I'll be honest.
So I'm down a good road.
Yeah.
If you're also bothered.
I always understood something else. When we always talk about that doing mitzvahs completes the world, makes the world, is mashal in the world, whole nefesh hachaim, right? I always thought it was more direct. When you do good maisim, you're now bringing down more toiv. He sounds like he's saying no. When people down here are doing good, it makes it now that you're good, which means Hashem has the desire to now give toiv to the world. So yes, you are bringing Toiv down, but it's not because you're affecting Hashem. It's because you're affecting yourself and the people around you, making you yourself and the people around you better people, a better place, more mushlom dick a place than now that they could receive the Toiv from HaKadosh Baruch. It's a little bit of a different, which in a way makes sense because you would think maybe that it's like,
Direct.
but if it's direct. Then there's a kash on that, which is then kaviyachol, we're affecting a Kodesh Baruch.
That's not time. We have not. Or this is what it meant.
This is probably what it means. I mean, how are we bringing down good Ashtar?
Preparing the.
Hashem's really ready to give as much as we can accept. The more, I'll give you another point. Hashem is not going to give. Okay, forget that point. There's a little more.
I think we just become, as we do Tov, this is just a concept. As we do Tov, we become, we change and become receptacles.
Yes.
Our receptors open up.
Exactly.
So we're not really changing Hashem's, we're
Exactly.
just creating a bigger satellite dish
That's
to
the point that he's saying.
catch it down.
That's exactly the point that he's saying, which is a nice way of looking at it. In other words, it's perfecting us to be roy to accept the hashpah of Toiv that Hashem wants to give anyway.
So what is it that you're bothered by?
I'm not bothered, but it's a much more sophisticated understanding of the concept that I knew always. Right? I always understood the concept that when we do
Probably more
Toiv,
behind the scenes.
when
What's
we
happening?
right, like I always told, like I've been saying this since the beginning, this book takes us backstage.
Okay, so when we do Tovia.
So when we do Toiv, I always understood that itself is motive, that itself is the strings through which we control. Oh, we did Tov, Hashem, bring it down. We bring the Tov down through our Tov. It's like our Tov is really working in Shemayim. According to this, our Tov is really working down here. Right? Our Tov is really down here. But since our Tov down here is making us better and better receptacles, now Hashem can give more Tov. So both understandings are saying the same thing, which is when Hashem.
It's just my phone.
That's your phone. I thought it was on my whole desk. So when both Pshatim are saying that when we do Tov, Hashem continue, and Hashem does Tov to us. This is a much more behind the scenes interpretation. Thus, beautifully put, God has given part of the direction of the world to the Jewish people, Nefesh HaChaim concept. In Nefesh HaChaim terms, we are partners with Hashem in building the world.
No,
I'm gonna go catch the
Meyer,
45.
don't slip. Don't slip.
Thank you.
Go careful.
Here it is actually the Nefesh HaChaim.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shire Aleph.
Shire base for
Nice. So he now goes, "Bro, Michalik made some nagas al chenas Yisrael the Yosef should tefes him by Shlomo Sabria. She Yahudi yisparach mistakim et arecher vhi mitzara acher vhi uminei uminei umino yistayim hatikon hashalom. O bivchina zois amu Chazal yonasi samasi. So what's samasi to umasi? You're my twin. You do it with me. Matzina b'kasov inin hischabra hashpova kabbalah Shlomo san nitzois." Shomer af yod yos sarts we mean tip khoshmain kore sham al ani alem yam du yacht of shen sham hashmain mashpiem va art me kabelas of a beacon shnem shkulm ze kazem mitzad ishtal ma mitzius we ben shnem ma ken amur bemenes an diska kav yoch lo ani god um men of lo hig dal mi meni va amra mi khis in yoni hashpol yamin the fishia shalatas that serve a kabola smol. She has spola mina yamin. This is complicated. What is
No,
this?
meaning.
The hashpo is the yamin. Lefishiyah shelatis. That's the ikon. That soyerech vakabola is the smoil. She has spola mina yamin. And the mail, yamin and the smoil come together. Yo af yod yasarts. Gedoyle maisi atzidik. What's the chazal? Gedoyle maisi atzidikim. Yoyse mi maisa kodesh baruch hu. Yoyse mi maisa.